QHV Mabel.
For QHV and 4ZLK. Good morning, I believe it's Nick.
For you.
Not far to go, just wanted to say good morning to you.
This is Shane, is that correct?
I guess we're both doing pretty good this morning.
Yeah, right? It's not that early for me, so I can't pat myself on the back too much, but I don't have my logbook, so I did remember that.
For you, does your radio, did you do something different with it recently, or do you have a, like, do you have a mic gain control or something? Your audio is a lot more tinny and almost like you're in an echo chamber. Not really echoing, but trying to figure out how to describe it. Almost like there's too much gain in it.
Maybe I'm overdriving a little bit. Is this better?
Transmission.
So I think I had the microphone a little bit close to my mouth those past few transmissions, and now I've got it about maybe 2 feet away.
That's to make it a little better, but it's still pretty overdriven, I think. I don't know if you have a gain setting in there.
Well, I'll have to dig into that a little bit later, I suppose. So, is it intelligible?
It's just different. I've talked to you before, and I've heard you before, and you were a lot clearer. There seems to be picking up a lot of background noise, but it's still copyable. It's just, I like to let people know because we can never hear our own signal, and I want to know if my signal is as clear as it can get.
And, most of our conversations are had in my ham shack on a Yaesu 991A, and we are conversing now on an Allenco MK135-2. So it could just be the different radios. I'm not sure.
Go into a menu and see if there's a mic gain setting. Because if you're holding the mic that far away, you shouldn't have to do that. And it, whatever the setting is, maybe if there is a setting, I don't know. If there's not, then it's copyable. It's just not. Yeah, it's not like you normally sound. So I just wanted to let you know.
Yeah, that's interesting. On the same radio, I was talking to some guys on the Gainesville, Georgia repeater yesterday, and they seemed to say it was very good. So maybe something has changed. I'll take a look at the information there.
You hit the Gainesville from your location, or were you down that way?
No, I can hit the Gainesville from Pendleton all the way up in my commute all morning, all the way to Westminster.
Is that 146.67?
That's correct.
I know a lot of those guys down there when I was traveling to Atlanta. There's a good group of guys down there. I live up in Cleveland, and I can hear the repeater sometimes, but I can't get into it from my house. I can't really get into it consistently, but made some good friends down there.
Yesterday, talking, there's about, I think it's at the peak there, I think we had about 5 guys and one lady on there all doing round table. It was a good time yesterday morning.
That would probably be Edith, KN4NVD, I believe, if the one lady. Maybe not, but probably. She's on there pretty regularly.
Yeah, that is correct. That was Edith.
Well, I'm going to let you go. I'm not far from work. Just wanted to say good morning to you. And maybe if you get a chance, check out and see if that radio's got a mic gain adjustment on it. Not a new microphone that you changed on it, is it?
Wait a minute. I'm definitely going to check out that mic gain, though, and I appreciate it for you. And good morning to you, too. Thanks for calling back.
To the website, brars.cc, you can actually listen to repeater recordings. It records everything, and you can kind of get an idea of what your signal sounds like. That was really helpful for me.
But at my shack, I definitely utilized that feature that you guys have on the website there. That was pretty cool. I appreciate that as well.
Have a good day. Nice to talk to you this morning. KQ4HQV, I think I screwed that up. F4ZLK, sorry.
I called back. It was good talking to you this morning as well. I hope you have a wonderful weekend. And this will be KQ4QHV, N4ZLK.